USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is making the rounds on Capitol Hill today for the first time since she was nominated by President Trump to succeed the late liberal justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She met with several Republican senators and was accompanied by Vice President Mike Pence.
We look forward to working with you, Republicans in the Senate, and we hope Democrats in the Senate as well, as you discharge your duty to advise and consent.
Republicans want Barrett quickly confirmed. Democrats insist Ginsburg's replacement should be chosen by whoever wins the election. The National Guard's in place in Cleveland ahead of tonight's first presidential debate between President Trump and Joe Biden. The mayor there says the Guard will assist local agencies to make sure protests are handled peacefully. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event, where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
A top official of the World Health Organization says the actual death toll around the globe from the coronavirus is probably higher than the official count, which has now reached 1 million. Mike Ryan is executive director of the organization's Health Emergencies Program, and he says any count is imperfect, but he's sure in this case that the current numbers are an underestimate of the true toll. 8 members of the Tennessee Titans are testing positive for coronavirus. The new round of positive tests includes 3 players. There's a new holder of Lord Stanley's Cup. That's NBC play-by-play announcer Doc Emrick as Tampa Bay is celebrating its first Stanley Cup title since the 03-04 season, beating the Dallas Stars 2-0 in Game 6 of the final in Edmonton last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some experts say there appears to be a link between living at higher altitudes and suicides by veterans. A Utah congressman putting forward a bill in hopes of studying that connection. Democratic Congressman Ben McAdams talked about the bill yesterday.
It directs the VA to research this connection. Then it goes one step further to use what we learn to develop life-saving tools that will prevent veteran suicide.
Atlanta voters decide today who will fill out the short remainder of the late Congressman John Lewis's term. 7 candidates are on the ballot for the special election. The long-term lawmaker and civil rights icon passed away over the summer after a battle with cancer. His unexpired term runs out this January. Federal prosecutors are releasing more information about the Canadian woman accused of sending a letter with ricin in it to President Trump. They say 53-year-old Pascal Ferrier has hundreds of rounds of ammo in her backpack, or she did when she was arrested at the Peace Bridge on September 20th, and traces of ricin were found at her home. While the letter was addressed to President Trump, it was intercepted before it reached the White House. Home prices are up across the nation. The S&P Case-Shiller National Home Price Index says values jumped by 4.8% nationwide in July. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.